Today on Back to Health.
Sciatica can come back, right? You could re-herniate a disc, you could list something wrong, garden too much in the garden. So really taking care of your spine even before you have sciatica or even after is really important.
Hi there, welcome to Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Farino, Clinical Director of Bay Area Disc Center, with clinic locations in Campbell and San Mateo. Dr. Farino is a doctor of chiropractic medicine with more than 36 years of clinical experience and a rare depth of knowledge in non-surgical spine care. And let me emphasize that, non-surgical spine care. He develops custom therapies for patients who suffer from severe back or neck pain, a bulging or herniated disc, sciatica, or a pinched nerve, using state-of-the-art technology to repair, restore, and rebuild without surgery, as well as without endless pills or painful injections, and without missing work. These next few minutes could be the beginning of your road to recovery, bringing you to a place of wellness and optimal mobility without painful surgery or the use of addictive pain medications. Today, we're going to talk about something you hear a lot about, sciatica. Dr. Farino, first of all, I got to tell you, I find our time together each week is educating me, as well as our listeners, about causes of pain and natural ways to alleviate that pain. So thank you so very much for giving us your time today.
Thank you, Dave. A pleasure being here. I actually look forward to doing the show every week. I think it's great.
To begin with, I want our listeners to know that our topic today, sciatica, is a condition that, as I said at the very beginning of our time together, is a painful condition that a person may have had, currently has, or will have in the future, or they may know someone suffering from sciatica. So I really believe that what we're going to talk about today is going to be of interest to many, many. Let's set the table with a definition, if you will, doctor, of sciatica.
Yeah, sciatica is definitely one of the most debilitating conditions that we treat in this office. It is so painful. I could have patients literally lying on the floor during consultation because they're in so much pain. It takes away your walking, sitting, bending. And sciatica is really, it's several conditions that could lead to sciatica. It's really not one condition. And the most common is actually a disc herniation. And remember, sciatica is it's the longest nerve. It goes from your low back all the way down your behind, down the back of your leg, all the way to your foot and toes. And it comes from your lower lumbar sacral spine, anywhere from L4 to S3. Those five nerve roots exit the spine and join and meet together to form the sciatic nerve. And this can be very painful when it's compressed. So sciatica, it really comes from three things: from the disc herniating, degeneration, compressing the nerve, and also sometimes we have a ligament that thickens. There's several reasons why we may get sciatica compression.
Sciatica, I was reading a little bit about it. Often it results in leg pain, and that may lead patients to mistakenly think that the issue originates in the legs themselves, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes you have no back pain at all. You could just have pain in your behind or down your leg, or maybe just numbness in your feet or toes. So patients actually get the wrong treatment for months, and this could actually worsen the condition. So it's really important to get in touch with our practice as soon as possible so we can narrow down the actual source of the discomfort and work on a plan for sciatica treatment.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Farino. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. And today we're talking about sciatica. I'm going to give you a phone number a number of times through the program today. I hope you will grab a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper, and I hope you'll write it down, because I think if sciatica is in your life, either yours or someone you know, you will want to refer them to Dr. Farino. The number I'm going to give you is this one, 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. And I'll give that to you again in just a little bit. Before we get into the specific ways that you treat and alleviate sciatica, Let's talk about the end results. Can you give us a story of a patient who came to you with debilitating pain from this condition and how your treatment actually alleviated the condition?
We have many stories, especially since sciatica is the number one thing I treat in this office. But this is probably my favorite story in my 37 years of practice.
Ah.
And it is, the patient was a 90-year-old priest, and he actually came in a wheelchair, not because he was paralyzed, but because his sciatica pain was so severe, he couldn't walk at all. So he
Wow.
came in a wheelchair, came rolling in, as we said, and he goes through our program of spinal decompression and all the therapies. And he does amazing to the point where all through his maintenance, he rode his bike to my office and rode back to his house in his bike. So I actually have, he's my biggest testimonial in my office in a really large frame with several pictures of the father. And we call it rolling in to riding out. And because he used to roll in with his wheelchair, now he rides out in his bike.
What did you do to help him? I mean, how did you go about just diagnosing what was going on? And then what did you do to help him?
That's the first thing. You have to have the right diagnosis. So like I've said before, if you want treatment in this office and it's disc related, we need to see an MRI. I don't guess. I want to see, because we need to see exactly where that nerve is being compressed. Is it at L4-5? Is it L5-S1? Our decompression tables target one specific disc in your back. So if we're not diagnosing right, then we're going to target wrong. We're not going to have success. But he went through spinal decompression, physiotherapy, exercises, and it was an 8-week program, and he did really well.
He rolled in, he rode out.
Yeah.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health, and that is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they're located in both Campbell and San Mateo. And today we're talking about relief of sciatica. If you would like a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. Or log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. Doctor, let's get to know you better before we get back to talking about sciatica. You have been a doctor of chiropractic for 36 years now. What is the difference in your practice today from when you began?
Yeah, it's completely different. When I began, I opened up sports injury centers, and I did nothing but spinal manipulation, exercise rehabilitation. But today, it's a whole new game. The technology has advanced so much in chiropractic care, even from just adjusting people. You know, when you get sciatica or severe degeneration, we don't want to manually manipulate those patients, so we use a chiropractic tool. That's the technology. It literally feels like massage, but it puts 12 impulses per second into the joints to get better motion and function to the spine. And then the advances of spinal decompression, which came out about a little over 20 years ago, that wasn't there 37 years ago. And decompression is the game changer in my book, along with therapies like shockwave and deep tissue laser. These were not things that were available when I first started my practice. So now I have so many more tools to help these more severe conditions.
I love that. You do have a lot more tools to help people. Folks, that is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He's the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. And today we're talking about sciatica here on Back to Health. So let's break it down. Who is at risk from sciatica? Who are most prone to getting it?
Yeah, so there's several reasons why you may get sciatica. Probably the number one is we sit too much, especially at our desks in front of computers. All day long, you sit. And when you sit, there's no blood flow getting to that disc. That disc is meant to move. In fact, it's called a pumping mechanism in the disc. It's called the pump mechanism of disc nutrition. As we bend, twist, and move, the disc brings in new fluid and nutrients and flushes out waste products. So if you're sitting all day, that disc starts to dry up, tear, and herniate, and then it puts compression on the sciatic nerve. And then, bending, lifting, golfing, all that swinging, repetitive stresses, all those things can cause compression of the sciatic nerve and then pain down your leg.
So the twisting, the golfing, that's why some golfers have back problems.
Very much so. And it's not just one twist, it's, 80 to 100 twists around, right? So that repetitive stress, it definitely puts a lot of torsion on that disc and, and can cause problems. But like me, I'm not giving up golf as many other people aren't because it's our favorite sports. So
Right.
we do it, but there's, we have to do several things to prevent sciatica from happening.
So, what are the symptoms? How do I know if that's what I have?
So there's many symptoms. It's funny. It's not just one thing. People just think it's just pain down your leg. And one, it could be sharp, burning, debilitating pain running down that leg. Sometimes you may not have back pain. Sometimes you could have back pain and leg pain. Sometimes you may have numbness and tingling. This is very, very common with sciatica, where you get numbness in your feet or toes. You could develop weakness in your legs or your feet, common terms foot drop, where you can't lift your foot up in the air and people then trip and fall. So there's all sorts of symptoms like that is sciatica, where people may not even realize it's sciatica.
I'm really kind of intrigued about the causes for a moment. Let's dig into them a little bit better, maybe a little bit more detail. Maybe start with back pain.
So sciatica comes usually, number one, it comes from probably a disc herniation or a bulging disc. And remember, sciatica is when that nerve is compressed. So that disc bulges out and herniates. You have a jelly material in the middle and a fibrous material on the outside. And when that jelly breaks through that fibrous material and herniates posteriorly, it starts to butt up against the nerve root and that the nerve that actually forms the sciatic nerve, and you get pain down that leg. Other things, we just talked a little bit about fluid and nutrients in that disc. The disc starts to desiccate or dry up. That's degenerative disc disease, where that disc dries up and now that disc thins. So now you don't have as much height in the disc. So again, that also causes narrowing where that nerve exits. Another biggie is spinal stenosis. And a lot of times with spinal stenosis, that stenosis just means narrowing of the spinal canal where all the nerves run down. And foraminal stenosis, which is narrowing where the nerve exits. Again, that's foramen just means hole, the hole where the nerve exits. So those areas narrow, like spinal stenosis, you'll get pain down both legs. That's real common with spinal stenosis. So it's anything that starts to take up real estate or room where that nerve exits, that's what really, those are the conditions that cause sciatica. Now, there's other things. Not as common, spondylolisthesis. It's a long word. We call it spondy for short. That's where one vertebrae is shifted forward compared to the vertebrae below it, and that puts stress and tension on the disc, which then leads it to herniate. And it also causes a little narrowing where that nerve exits. There's things like facet arthrosis. That's arthritis in the spine, and no one's curing. We're not curing arthritis in your spine. But when you get those joints in the back, they're called facet joints. When the body starts to lay the arthritis on those joints, they actually get larger, called facet hypertrophy or enlargement. And when they get larger, they grow in towards the spinal canal or where the nerve exits. So between disc pushing back and bone growing in, now you've really narrowed the room for the nerve to exit, and that's probably the biggest two combinations of what causes sciatica. And last, you could have just a trauma to the sciatic nerve, or the sciatic nerve could get impinged where your buttock is. It's called piriformis syndrome. That's where a muscle tightens up, the nerve goes right through that muscle, and that's one of the causes of sciatica, along with not very common, which would be like a tumor in your spine, not common at all. And we would catch that because you have to get an MRI. We would see that in an MRI.
There is a lot for you to diagnose, then, isn't there? A lot for you to look at and look for.
Absolutely, and that may change the way we treat. So if we have the right diagnosis, we put the proper treatment plan together.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health, and that is Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. They're located in both Campbell and San Mateo, two locations. Today, we're talking about relief of sciatica. And if you hear yourself or someone you know being described in today's program, you can take advantage of a complimentary evaluation of your condition. Just schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Again, that's 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. Doctor, you even have a quiz on your website, don't you, that listeners can take?
Yeah, it's really helpful for me too, because this way I know exactly what's going on with the patient before they even come into the office. tells us what type of previous treatments you've had, if you've had surgery, if you've had epidural injections, tells what your pain level is, if you're using a cane, are you using a walker? So it really gives us a good idea of what's happening ahead of time. And it'll also just give me an idea if the patient's even a good candidate for care in my office.
You have given us already a really good description, I think, of sciatica, how it feels and what causes it. Let's get to what I think is the good part, and let's get back to how you treat and alleviate sciatica. And maybe you can tell us the ways that you treat it by maybe telling us another story.
Absolutely. So I've really developed over the last 20 years a program just to treat disc disease and sciatica. And I call it disc restoration therapy. And it includes five things, sometimes more, but spinal decompression, deep tissue laser, muscle stim ice, maybe shockwave, exercises, nutritional support, mobilizing the spine for better motion and function. So over the years, and with each new technology that we add, we keep developing what I think is the best non-surgical treatment for sciatica and disc herniation. You know, I had a patient, and a lot of, this is the thing, a lot of doctors, they don't realize what we do. You know, I had a patient who was a surgical candidate, real, I mean, she was ready to jump on the table and have the knife put to her. And the doctor kept saying, "You have to have surgery, you have to have surgery." She had severe sciatica going down her leg. And she had been a patient of mine years and years before. We had helped her a lot. So she really wanted to try a non-surgical solution. And she goes to a very prominent neurosurgeon and he goes, "He's not going to help you." And you know what they think? They think we're just going to manipulate someone and twist and bend their back with this condition, and we do not do that. And so she said, "You know what? She's going to give me a go." And unbelievable results with this lady. She's canceled her surgery, and she is a believer for life because, you know, no one wants surgery if they don't have to have it because it's scary and it's very risky. And this patient has responded fantastic, and we think we could keep her going that way as long as she maintains the health of her back.
Folks, you are listening to Back to Health. That is Dr. Thomas Farrino. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. He's the number one guy. You get to listen to the top guy here. He is located both in Campbell and San Mateo, two different clinic locations. And today we're talking about the relief of severe back pain, sciatica, without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. If you would like to have a complimentary evaluation of your condition, schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Here it is again, 650-977-3701. Or log on to their website. You'll find out more there at BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, that's BayAreaBackPain.com. After you look them up on the web, call them at 650-977-3701. 3701. Doctor, sciatica can cause pain. It's pain so severe at times, it can be hard to sit or walk or even lie down, right?
Absolutely. You know, spinal hygiene is crucial when it comes to preventing sciatica. Or even if you had it, you know, sciatica can come back, right? You could re-herniate a disc, you could lift something wrong, garden too much in the garden. So really taking care of your spine even before you have sciatica or even after is really important. No difference than you maintain the health of your teeth. You brush, you floss, you go to your dentist for a cleaning because you don't want tooth decay. Well, sciatica occurs due to spinal decay and you have to manage it. And there's several ways that we want to maintain the health of our spine and manage these conditions. And one, of course, yeah, you don't want to be sitting all day. Get up out of that chair every 30, 45 minutes, go stretch, take a little walk. If you're smart, buy a stand-up, sit-down desk so you don't have to sit all day. You can stand part of the time. Usually five things that I always say for people: keep your weight down, keep your core strong. You got to do your exercises, not just when you're hurting, do them when you're not hurting. This should be something that's part of your normal routine. One of my biggest sayings for all my elderly: motion is the lotion. You got to move. Your spine's meant to move, not to sit and not do anything. So those are some of the key things that we do that I think are important for patients. And then get periodic treatment. Go ahead and have your disc stretched out periodically. Get adjusted periodically. These are also things for preventative health care. right? So no difference. You get an oil change because you don't want your car to go bad. We maintain everything in our lives. You have to maintain your spine. You know the difference is, Dave, is that you look at your teeth every day. So if you saw them rotting, you're going to run to your dentist. But we don't see our spine, so we ignore it and we don't pay attention to it until something bad happens.
I'm going to sound like the family physician because I read somewhere that smoking can actually contribute to disc degeneration over time. Is that right?
Yes, it can because it stops the blood flow. You have less blood flow going into that disc. Smoking is
Wow.
not good for our arteries, as we all know. And it's no difference than the blood supply that's around the end plate of the vertebrae that feeds the disc its fluid. And so if you smoke, we all know it, but sometimes you just have to do something about it and stop.
I want to take a moment and just kind of give you the mic to talk with our listeners and tell them why it then would be beneficial for them to choose diagnosis and treatment there at Bay Area Disc Center.
Well, if you have a disc problem, that is what we are about. That's why we're Bay Area Disc Centers. We're not Joe's Chiropractic Clinic. This is a high-end clinic that is designed to treat disc disease, disc herniation, disc degeneration, sciatica, spinal stenosis. Those are really the four treatments that's 98% of my practice. A lot of your doctors, they treat all sorts of things, diabetes, headaches, and a little bit of back pain. A lot of chiropractors, they treat all sorts of shoulder pain, knee pain, some back pain. All we treat here is disc degeneration. When you walk in, you should be feeling like you're walking into the Ritz Hotel, not a Motel 6. We have a beautiful clinic. We take care of our patients. You're greeted beautifully when you walk in. Coffee, tea, snacks. Every patient gets a tour of the office, and all the technology is explained to them before I even walk in with my consultation. And then I take the time to sit down and talk and diagnose the patient. I show you your MRIs. I show you exactly what the problem is. And then I thoroughly explain our treatment and how it's going to help you hopefully improve your lifestyle. And that's what it's about. You may be 60 with a disc herniation, but how are you going to be at 65, 70, and 75? Because if you don't do the right things, I guarantee one thing, it's going to get worse because disc disease, we all keep degenerating. Our discs keep degenerating. And if you don't do anything for it, it's not going to be good.
You offer, as I indicated, that complimentary initial evaluation. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, and we don't normally offer a complimentary evaluation. We're offering it for 860 AM listeners, right? The answer listeners. So this is a special offer for all the listeners out there. You just have to call 650-977-3701, and we will get you scheduled for one of our offices, either in San Mateo or Campbell, or just go right on my website, BayAreaBackPain.com. It's an easy one to remember because we are the leaders in back pain in the Bay Area. That's why I have BayAreaBackPain.com there. You can fill out that quiz. You can tell us what time you kind of want to come in, and then we'll call and get you scheduled.
Okay, folks, that's 650-977-3701, or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. And that is going to bring us, unfortunately, I love our talks and they go by all too quickly. It's going to bring us to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health, featuring Dr. Thomas Ferrigno. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. And as he indicated, they have locations in both Campbell and San Mateo. If you have severe pain in your back or neck, if you're suffering from sciatica, if you are unable to walk, if you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis, a spinal fracture, or a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for that free initial consultation. Again, the number 650-977-3701. They treat the cause, not just the symptoms, with individual customized plans that are based on your needs, your anatomy, and your lifestyle. So treat the source of your pain without painful surgery, without addictive pain medication, without losing time at work. Say yes to strength, freedom, and a pain-free future with the help of Bay Area Disc Centers. Again, call 650-977-3701 or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. We really hope that today's program has given you hope that you can regain your health. Doctor, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Dave. As always, it was a lot of fun. Hopefully we've educated the listeners a little bit more on sciatica and that there's a great non-surgical solution sitting here waiting for them.
I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.